Glenn Campbell and I moved to Albuquerque in 1954. No, we didn't travel together. It was the year that both he and I became residents in Albuquerque, New Mexico. At the time, he was 17 years of age. I was 4. Glenn Campbell came to work as the lead guitarist in an afternoon KOB TV show with his uncle's band. It was called Dick Bills and the Sandia Mountain Boys. And then he also played at night in the nightclubs. I went to work at KOB-TV 20 years later in television production and at that NBC affiliate. I had graduated from New Mexico State University's Department of Journalism and Mass Communication with a focus on television production. There's much more to talk about the Albuquerque portion of the Glenn Campbell story. Michael Swickard here. Welcome to Enchanting People of New Mexico, sponsored by the Fresh Chili Company in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Our award-winning Hatch green and red chili, boy, is it good. It's from locally owned farms in Hatch, New Mexico, the chili capital of the world. Now, Wednesdays are our Enchanting People series, where we talk about someone who made an impact on New Mexico. Some of the people we talk about spent their entire life in New Mexico. Some only spent a few years. I want to talk about Glenn Campbell, the award-winning songwriter, singer, and guitarist. It's a story about family and hard work. He was here for 6 years in New Mexico, and it was really something important. Now, in an interview, he said, "I've been playing guitar since the age of 4 in the year 1940. If I wasn't a good picker after 50 years, well, that would be a shame." I completely agree. And he was a great musician and entertainer, even a movie star. You know, the Oscar-winning movie with John Wayne, True Grit? Well, Glenn Campbell got an Oscar nomination for the title song and nominated at the Golden Globes as the most promising male newcomer. And he was great in the movie. He says that John Wayne and John's daughter came backstage at a concert that he was giving and asked if he'd like to be in a movie. Well, obviously, the answer was yes, he did. We should also mention, and I'll tell you more about him soon, his Uncle Boo. So Glenn Campbell's 6 years in New Mexico made his transition from playing on the radio at age 5 to becoming a studio musician in Los Angeles. But there was a lot to learn in those 6 years in New Mexico. Glenn was the 7th son of 12 children. Everyone worked on their farm. I bet if there was 12 kids, mealtimes was interesting. The family in Pike County, Arkansas, were sharecroppers on a farm without electricity nor indoor plumbing. Glenn Travis Campbell was born April 22, 1936, and as you can imagine, being sharecroppers, money was tight. They grew corn, watermelon, potatoes, and lots of cotton. Glenn Campbell would say that besides being a good guitar picker, he grew up being a good cotton picker. He actually picked cotton for other farmers because he got $1.25 per 100 pounds picked. But that would take at least a day to do, but he got $1.25 in real money. But that's how people got by back then. So what's the change for Glenn Campbell? Well, the story is that 7 years older than Glenn was his Uncle Boo. The guy's real name was William Eugene Campbell, but he acquired the name of Boo, and it lasted a lifetime. Boo started playing guitar early on and bought a guitar for Glenn from the Sears catalog when Glenn was 4. They started playing, and by the time Glenn was 6 years of age, Boo was 13 at the time, they were on the local radio. Even a bigger treat, in 1943, they were the opening act for Hank Williams at the Forest Festival in Prescott, Arkansas. 7-year-old Glenn Campbell did fine and was in a picture taken that day. Later, it ended up as a cover photo on a Hank Williams album. An amazing moment for both young guitarists. Glenn Campbell was learning, that's for sure. Michael Swickard here, Enchanting People of New Mexico. Each Wednesday, we do a podcast on people who are special to New Mexico. You can hit subscribe to automatically get these podcasts. talking about Glen Campbell, the famed musical artist, television, and movie star. He was the seventh of 12 children, living a sharecropper's family life. Growing up, he shared a bed, are you ready for this, with three brothers. You get the feeling there might have been just a little crowding there. When he was 4 years of age, his Uncle Boo got him a $5 Sears Roebuck guitar, taught him some chords, and they became a musical group. Both were natural musicians and were self-taught. Everybody in the Campbell family was musical. School was of little interest to Glenn. What he cared about was learning songs by ear. Evidently, if he heard a song a couple times, he could play it. He dropped out of school at age 14 and followed some brothers of his to Houston, where he worked installing insulation and also worked at a gas station. But his music was driving him. He got work at a local radio station, even played in some nightclubs. Yes, I know he was underage, but that's what they did then. Then came his big break, Glen Campbell's big break. His Uncle Boo's sister, Judy Campbell, married Dick Bills, and they had a group in Albuquerque called Dick Bills and the Sandia Mountain Boys. In 1954, Glen Campbell moved to Albuquerque and became part of that group as the lead guitarist. They had a regular children's show on the local NBC affiliate, KOB-TV, Channel 4. So he got to play in five shows a week. That meant that he was constantly learning new songs for the next show. He was also playing in nightclubs most of the nights. Now, partly personal, I was on that children's show at one time. My dad was stationed at Kirtland Air Force Base, and I remember being there, and I still have the memento picture given to me after the show. Like I said earlier, I went to work for that same television station 20 years later and worked in that same studio where I had been a kid. The Dick Bill Show was no more. There were still people working at KOB-TV4 that remembered the Dick Bill Show, and I always got a laugh when I would sing the opening song from that show. I bet you haven't heard it. Well, here it is. Heading down the trail to Albuquerque, saddlebags all filled with beans and jerky, headed to K Circle B, TV land for you and me, K Circle B in Albuquerque. I know, not as good as if Glen Campbell did it. There are three important things that happened to Glen Campbell from 1954 on when he moved to Albuquerque. First, he worked on his guitar playing every day and night, learning new songs and especially more guitar riffs. Second, he got married at age 18 to Diane Kirk and they had one child, so he was a father. Third, and important to understand Glen Campbell's artistry on the guitar, he started at that time listening to jazz guitarists. He especially liked the Romani French jazz guitarist and composer Jean Reinhardt, who was known as Django Reinhardt. Now, this guy was already dead by 1954, but there were a lot of records. Glen Campbell was taken by the rush of notes on his records and worked hard to do much of the same, which years later explained his mastery, and it was a real mastery of guitar notes, because he learned it from being a jazz musician, or at least wanting to play like one. 4 years after arriving in Albuquerque, and he was then at the age 22, Glen Campbell formed his own band called the Western Wranglers. Now, he kept working on blending in his playing into the playing of other people in a band. It's great learning that within a few years meant that Glen Campbell could stand in for the Beach Boys' Brian Wilson for a few months, and latter 1964, early 1965, he played bass guitar and was singing harmonies. It would be almost easier for me to talk about all the famous musicians he didn't sing with, because he pretty much worked with everyone. If you knew somebody in Los Angeles, there's a musician, one time or another, he was probably working with him, because he was a really sought-after session worker. Michael Swickard here, enchanting people of New Mexico. Each Wednesday, we do a podcast on people special to New Mexico. You can hit subscribe to automatically get these podcasts. I'm talking about Glenn Campbell, who spent much of 6 years in Albuquerque becoming the musician that he was once he moved to Los Angeles, and then he had such success. Now, it wasn't overnight, but in retrospect, it was quite rapid. He had an idea what he wanted to do, but other musicians were so taken by his guitar playing ability that he was constantly working in the studio, and that actually took a lot of his time and effort. But he did get going. Glenn Campbell's time after living in Albuquerque included more than 70 albums. 70 albums. He had 45 million records sold, 12 gold albums, 4 platinum albums, and 1 double platinum. He got 80 songs on the Billboard charts, different ones. He had 29 songs at number 1. He thrilled millions upon millions of people in concerts over the years, had a good television program. But then, in November of 2012, he sang his last song in concert, because in 2010, he got an Alzheimer's diagnosis. He recorded his final song, I'm Not Going to Miss You, in his last recording session, and died August of 2017. 2 months before his death, his final album, Adios, featuring 12 songs from his final sessions, was released. Know this for sure, my friends. We will and do miss Glenn Campbell. He had that song, I'm Not Going to Miss You, Will. We certainly do miss him, and we think of him often. Let's talk about the Fresh Chili Company in Las Cruces, New Mexico. They have a great website, freshchilico.com, where you can see all of the many products that they can ship to your door. I especially love their blend of red and green chili in a jar in mild, medium, hot, and extra hot. That blend, they sometimes call it Christmas. I want to point out one thing that some people haven't noticed. You can buy a yearly Fresh Chili membership, which does a number of things. First, you get 20% off every order. Within the United States, you get free shipping, 5% cash back on every order, $10 in store credits upon signing up. You get easy access to the new flavors, members-only products, and priority customer support. So check it out. Just go to that website, freshchilico.com, and look for the membership. If chili is an important part of your kitchen routine, boy, it is with me. The yearly purchase of a membership might be just the thing for you. Now, let me tell you something about the Fresh Chili Company that I find over the top. It really is. It's called their Salsa Roja. The full name on it, if you look at the website, freshchilico.com, the full name is Hatch Jalapeno Salsa Roja. It's inspired by the traditional Mexican salsa that you can get. It's a creamy and spicy, and wow, what a taste. It's made from red jalapeno peppers from the Hatch, New Mexico area, you know, the chili capital of the world. The salsa goes well with chips and tacos, and you know what I do? I put it on my salads. I actually like it that way. Now, one thing that happens when people live in Las Cruces or in our little area, they can come by the Fresh Chili Company's gift shop at 1160 El Paseo Road, Suite D7A. It's open Monday through Saturday in Las Cruces from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Come by the Fresh Chili Company gift shop. There's a big sign over the entrance that says, The Fresh Chili Company. That's the place. I even give tours of the facility. You can email ahead. I'm the tour guide. We'll tell you lots of stories about making chili and how all this was developed. Michael Swigert here with Enchanting People of New Mexico, brought to you by the Fresh Chili Company. Thank you for your time today. We'll always have lots of news and stories about New Mexico for you. If you have something or someone you want me to talk about, you can write to me, Michael at FreshChilico.com. Michael at FreshChilico.com. Have a great rest of your day. Oh, yes, and eat plenty of that good Hatch Valley chili. Like I always say, some chili is good, more is better, as long as it's Hatch Valley chili. Bye for now.